Iran is officially an Islamic republic and a place where clerics enforce the rules. When it comes to music, that means limits on the role of women. Female solo singers, for instance, cannot sing in front of men, and women cannot have a male music teacher. But there's an exception to that last rule in the Iranian city of Shiraz. That's because the music teacher is blind, as Borzu Daragahi reports.
Every Friday, the young women gather at the blind man's house. It's in a fading district of a sleepy city once famous for its poets and wine. The women unpack vessels of wood, string, and stretched hides. They cradle the drums and violins in their arms, and as the afternoon wears on, they fill the alleyways with song. The man with the shock of white hair and dark sunglasses leads the orchestra of violins, santours, and drums from the front of the parlor. Ali Jafarian will never see the finely embroidered headscarves or the ecstatic smiles of the 30 or so women before him. He's been completely blind since an accident when he was a teenager. But he hears every note and beat and giggle. And he feels the tension lurking in every rest, the passion swelling in each crescendo. Jafarian says his disability is no barrier. Nothing can stand in the way of progress, he says, not even blindness. So they come back week after week, year after year. They absorb and strive. Helen Parchami is a violinist in her 20s. By day, she's a travel agent.
It's like freedom of my soul here.
Normally, Jafarian acknowledges that most people in this traditional society would frown upon the idea of a man spending Friday afternoons with unrelated young women, and with a musician, no less. Not just the authorities, he says, but the families wouldn't have allowed their girls to come. Even his family would have given him problems. Still, there are limits. Jafarian coaches the women, but he's not allowed to attend their performances. One woman who wanted to participate, a prized vocalist, was barred by her new husband from attending practices. Jafarian and the ladies shrug off such limitations. They're part of the travails that have long burdened Iran's poets and artists. Over its dozen years, the group has been a big local hit, performing here and in the capital. They even performed this year at an annual festival in Tehran. Their dream is to play abroad someday. Art is both science and passion, he says, and we will do our best to make sure this light of art stays lit in Shiraz. Jafarian taps his music stand. The murmurs cease and the players come to attention. With one strong gesture of Jafarian's hands, they ease into song. It's an old one. A bittersweet melody of grief and hope about a girl, Bahar, whose name is synonymous in Persian with the season of spring. Bahar, my daughter, it goes. Spring is coming, with flowers bringing a smile to every face. The percussionist's feet hit the floor as they keep count. The santur players twirl their mallets with their delicate wrists. The singer's voice, full of joy, almost obscures the song's underlying despair. A famous poet wrote the lyrics decades ago to console a stricken friend. His teenage daughter had died of illness in the spring of her life. Wake up, she sings. Here comes the spring. For the world, this is Borzu Daragahi in Shiraz.
That's all for us today from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH. I'm Jeb Sharp. Thanks for listening.